So again, we're reading the topic title, which is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter, Canto 10, Chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form. So we recite this slokas. Sa tatra tadarshe vishvam jagat isthasnu cha kham disaha sadri dvipadhi bhogolam sa vayu agnindu tarakam jyotis chakram jalam tejo nabhasma vyad evacha vaikarikanindriyani mano matra gunas trayaha etat vichatram sahajivakala svabhava karmasya linga bhedam sunostano viksya vidaritashe vrajam sahatmanam apapa sakam satatra dadarshe vishvan jagat isthasnu chakham disaha sadri dvipadhi bhugolam savayu agnindu tarakam jyotishchakram jalam tejo na bhasvan viyat evacha vaikarinikanindriyani mano mantra matra gunastraya etad vichitram sahajiva kala svabhava karmasya linga bhedam sunotano vikshya vidaritashe vrajam sahatmanam eva pasankam. So there is a lot of word by word, a long translation, and the purpose is also good. Yeah. So we go slowly. Sa Madayasoda. Tatra, within the wide open mouth of Krishna. Dadarshe. So Vishwam. The whole universe. Jagat, moving entities, isthasnu, maintenance of non-moving entities, cha, and kham, the sky, disa, the directions, sadri, with the mountains, dvipa, islands, abdhi, and oceans, bhugolam, the soft surface of the earth. Savayu, with the blowing wind. Agni, fire. Indu, the moon. Tarakam, the stars. Jyoti Chakram, the planetary systems. Jalam, water. Tejaha, light. Nabhasvan, outer space. Vyat, the sky, eva, also, cha, and vaikarikani, creation by transformation of ahankara, indriyani, the senses, manaha, mind, matraha, sense perception, gunaha, traya, the three material qualities, sattva, rajas and tamas, etat, all these, vichitram, varieties, saha, along with, jivakala, the duration of life of all living entities, swabhava, natural instinct, karma, asaya, resultant action and desire for material enjoyment, linga bhedam, varieties of bodies according to desire, sunoho, tanau, in the body of her son, vikshaya, seeing, vidarita asye, within the wide open mouth, Brajam, Vrindavandham, Nanda Maharaja's palace, Saha Atmanam, along with herself, Avapa, was struck, Sankam, with all doubts and wonder. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. When Krishna opened his mouth wide by the order of Mother Yasoda, she saw within his mouth all moving and non-moving entities, outer space and all directions, along with mountains, inlands, oceans, the surface of the earth, the blowing wind, fire, the moon and the stars. She saw the planetary systems, water, light, air, sky, and creation by transformation of Ahankara. She also saw the senses, the mind, sense perception, and the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. She saw the time allotted for the living entities. She saw natural instinct and the reactions of karma, and she saw desires and different varieties of bodies, moving and non-moving. Seeing all these aspects of the cosmic manifestation along with herself in and Vrindavan Dham, she became doubtful and fearful of her son's nature. But all the cosmic manifestations that exist in the gross and subtle elements, as well as the means of their agitation, the three gunas, the living entity, creation, maintenance, inhalation, and everything going on in the external energy of the Lord, all this comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Everything is within the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Mayadhyaksena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Everything is the material nature. Everything in the material nature, prakriti, works under his control. Because all these manifestations come from Govinda, they could all be visible within the mouth of Govinda. Quite astonishingly, Mother Yasoda was afraid Mother Yasoda was afraid because of intense maternal affection. She could not believe that within the mouth of her son such things could appear. Yet she saw them, and therefore she was struck with fear and wonder. So, I will go very slowly, every line in the translation, and try to explain. Then we can discuss your ideas, give your opinions also. So, prior to this story, pastime is like that: Krishna, little Krishna with the Balaram and, you know, other cowherd boys, his cowherd, Sudama, Sridhar, Madhumangal, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna. Whatever, there were the children, they were playing. Krishna was with his cowherd boyfriends. Little boy, he was playing. Children, they play. And then the parents gave so many varieties of sweets to eat, everything they had. But at some point, Krishna ate the dirt. And one of the friend went and complained, because they're always playing, winning and losing. So Krishna, when someone ran to complain to Mother Yasoda, and Krishna says that, Mummy, they are liars, actually. You know, sometimes they lose, win. Many, many things, the excuse Krishna gives, that they're liars. I did not eat the dirt. And that story comes that she comes and check Krishna, and he say, open your mouth, because they blame the soil, the earth, clay is in his mouth. So when Krishna opened the mouth, then he see. So let's read. When Krishna opened his mouth wide by the order of Mother Yasoda, okay, Krishna, now you open your mouth. She saw within his mouth all moving and non-moving entities. So when Krishna opened his mouth, Krishna, just to hide himself that I did not eat the dirt. So imagine, just to keep, protect himself, he just saw this creation, you know, he wanted Mother Yasoda to forget this, that I ate the dead. So instead, he saw the whole creation. She saw within his mouth all moving and non-moving entity. So all moving and non-moving, all the living entities who moves, and all the trees and plants, so many things which doesn't move, things which does not move. She saw an entire creation in his mouth. And she saw herself as well. She saw Nanda Maharaj, she saw Vrindavan. Everything she saw in cosmos. And she saw outer space as well. In all directions, along with mountains, inlands, islands, and oceans. We have four oceans in this universe, in this planet here. So sometimes we say Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Pacific Ocean, and Arctic Ocean, something like that. So, this way she saw all the lands, islands, oceans, and the surface of the earth, upper part of the earth. The blowing wind is speedy, vast, you know, huge blowing wind she saw. She saw vast fire, huge fire, also within Krishna's mouth. And she saw the moon, fire, the moon and the stars. She saw the whole sky. She saw the planetary systems. So we have 14 planetary systems in this universe. Top is Brahma Loka, Tapa Loka, Jana Loka, Mahar Loka, Dhruva Loka, Siddha Loka. Like this, we have 14 planetary systems called heavenly planets. And then we have Antariksh, which is a ghostly planet. Then we have earthly planet, this one. And then below this we have Atal, Rasatal, Mahatal, Vital, Talatal, Sutal, Patal. 14 planetary systems. And 30 yojana, about one yojana counted is a Vedic calculation, 30 yojana. One yojana calculate into 8 miles. So 30 yojana down, bottom, is a vast ocean which is called Garbhadak Ocean. In that Garbhadak Ocean, Balaram Sheshnag, expansion of Balaram Sheshnag, is holding this universe. The same universe, same Garbhadak Ocean where Hiranyaksha pushed down this earthly planet. And, you know, who is that? Bara picked the thing. So she saw all the planetary systems which I described, which is the diameter is 4 billion miles, our universe diameter, 4 billion miles. But imagine our universe which we're living in is the smallest, and there are unlimited universes. Maybe Maharaj can explain later, but I read the other day in another book, Gaudiya Vaishnava, from another Gaudiya book, it's written, some Maharaj wrote, that there is 3,192,000,000,000 material universes. I just read in Satsurup Maharaj, I was with Satsurup Maharaj 5 months, saving menial service doing there. So I went to his library and opened one book. So I was reading, and then says there's this much universe. So I didn't find out more, but there was written there. 3,192,000,000,000. in his library room downstairs. So, and then she saw the senses, no, ahankar, see creation by transformation of ahankar. She saw also the senses, the mind, sense perception, and the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. She saw the time allotted for the living entities, how much time we have to survive, born, grow, stay, produce, and die, diminish. She saw natural instinct and the reactions of karma. And she saw desires and different varieties of bodies, moving and non-moving, seeing all these aspects of cosmic manifestation along with herself and Vrindavan Dham. She saw herself, she became doubtful and fearful of her son's nature. So at this point, Maharaj was saying yesterday that Mother Yasoda's love for Krishna is so intense that even Krishna saw her, the universal form, who he saw as his unlimited forms or whatever, but she is not bothered, she is not cared, because she is obsessed with Krishna's, she is a parent, and Krishna is a child. So he is in love of Krishna, she is so obsessed, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Mai, that they don't care whatever Krishna does in front of them. That's one point. And the other side, I had one lecture where Radhanath Maharaj explains, he said, Krishna, Mother Yasoda was bewildered and she began to pray to Lord Vishnu. Hey, is this my son? What happened to my son? Maybe if this thing is there, then my son will become sick. I think he's sick. My son is sick. And then he says that, oh, am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? What's happening? Something happening to me? What is all this I'm seeing? And she saw herself. And Maharaj explains, he said that Mother Yasoda was bewildered. And Krishna bring, I forgot the name of those Saktis, two Saktis, and bewilder Mother, Mother Yasoda. But then she was so afraid that she was praying, oh Lord Vishnu, I thought that I am Brajeshwari, I am the queen of Vrindavan, and Nanda Maharaj is my husband, and all the 900,000 cows is my property, and everyone is under me. But oh Lord Vishnu, everything is your property. Just she was praying like this. And this is the Maharaj lecture, I had it. And he said that, and then Krishna saw that Mother Yasoda is really, I will lose my, my cuddling and my playing, mommy embracing me, playing as a son. So immediately he threw away everything. He put out, he just closed the cinema, the movie. So then she says, oh, okay, you're my, see again, he said, Maharaj says again, he kissed him and, embraced him. He says, she was very fearful. And then after that, she began to do all the mantra, in India. When I was a young boy in Fiji, my mother put so many things on us, the kajal, the black ointment and everything, and they put their saliva and recite many mantras. So Mother Yasoda began to other ladies recite mantras, Govinda and Namonama, different mantras. So all the cosmic manifestations that exist on the gross and subtle elements, as well as the means of their agitation, the three gunas, the living entity, the creation, maintenance, inhalation, everything going on in the external energy of the Lord, all this comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how we know that? By Brahma Samhita. In Brahma Samhita, it explains, Ishvara Param Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karan Karanam. Sarva Karanam means the cause of one kota material creation and three kota spiritual creation. The cause is Krishna. Original Krishna, then Chaturviva, Chaturviva form where Krishna begins creation through Balaram, expansion, Chaturviva. Original Narayan, original Sankarshan, Garbhadakshay, Shirodakshay, Kanadakshay, then Brahma, and then 8,400,000 species of life, and many, many great personalities who Brahma creates. They all coming from Govinda. This is Brahma is praying. And Govinda, everything is within the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya Dakshinena Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam. Hetunane Konteya Jagat Bipari Vartate. Prate. Everything in the material nature, Prakriti, works under the control सर्व योनि से कौंतीय मूर्तिय संभवान्तीय तासम महद ब्रह्म योनि अहम बीज प्रजपिता. ही इज द सीड गिविंग फादर ऑफ एवरीथिंग. Because all these manifestations come from Govinda, they could all be visible within the mouth of Govinda, which is understandable. If Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna, and Krishna is known, Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna, same time Krishna is non-different than everything, but same time is different. So, inconceivable. Inconceivable. Achinta. Quite astonishingly, Mother Yasoda was afraid because of intense maternal affection. She was afraid. She could not believe that within the mouth of her son such things could appear. Yet she saw them, and therefore she was struck with fear and wonder. Because before this, Krishna does not show any extraordinary exhibition, demonstration from his mouth. Now just like he opened his mouth and he saw the entire creation. So because she was so obsessed with parental love, she never thought that Krishna will show all these things. Yet she saw them, and therefore she was struck with fear and wonder. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So I leave on the audience that if you want to discuss some points on this and some understanding, especially Maharaj. Maharaj?
It's nice to know we're in the mouth of Krishna.
Actually, that's true.
Maharaj
says we are all in the mouth of Krishna, but he's keeping us here to desire what we want. Go back to Krishna or what? Very nice point. I mean, whatever I did here, read, is just by the mercy of Prabhupada and Maharaj and Panchtattva. I think that's the right word I use because it's quite an open at the time. any other points? And I wrote here, one devotee asked me, one person asked me, he said that, who is Krishna? So I didn't answer. I knew the answer, but I didn't answer. So I'm asking you, who is Krishna? If somebody say, we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're devotees for so many years, we are Hare Krishna society, but who is Krishna? There's only one answer. So I'll give you the clue. So what you will say, if you say, is Krishna your God? What will you say? Is Krishna your God? What you will say? Not Maharaj, please answer this. All of you answer. Yes. So Krishna, if somebody said that, who is Krishna? Always please answer that. If somebody say Krishna is God, he say no. Tell them no, Krishna is not God. But Krishna is the head of all gods. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Ramadi murtisu kala niyamana tistan nana avatar akrod bhuvinesu kintu Krishna swayam sambhavat param pumamyo govindamadi purusham. Ramadi murti sukala niyamana tistan nana avataru. In another one, advaitam, no, another one, yeah, another, there's many, many slokas in Brahma Samhita. Advaitam, achyutam, anadim, anantarupam, adhyan, puran, purusham. Oldest person, but he's like 15 and a half years boy, young boy. Yeah, yes, this is my favorite sloka. Panthas tu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavanam soyapi yad pripati abhichinta tatve govindamadi purusham. Even with the mind, with the spin, no one can understand Krishna, even the sages, rishis, munis. So that's another one. And another one someone asked me. Okay, that's done. That's done, that part. Any other points on this? Oh, another thing I wanted to ask Maharaj, I could not understand. When he said that she saw the natural instinct, she saw natural instinct and the reactions of karma, Maharaj, which is there. In the translation, he said that Mother Yasoda saw the time allotted for the living entities, and she saw natural instinct and the reactions of karma. Yeah, instinct.
Well, if you become a dog, you have to act like a dog.
Ah, okay, okay.
If you become a lion, you have to act like that. If you become a human being or a demigod, you have to act like that.
Yes, yes, okay.
And there's individual karma within them.
Yes, yes. Yeah, individual karma. And another point I was going to say, see, so the light Krishna Master. Okay, I think it's here. Oh, yes. As well as the means of their agitation, all the cosmic manifestation that exist on the gross and subtle elements, what is that? All the cosmic manifestations that exist on the gross and subtle elements. Means, little clear, I just make myself clear. So why did he say this? No, you give answer, Maharaj. When he said, in the purport, first line of the purport, he said, all the cosmic manifestations that exist on the gross and subtle elements, as well as the means of their agitation.
Well, the first part is that everything exists comes from Brahman, and Brahman, that is the self, is avyakta pradhan. Everything exists on pradhan. Although, and everything exists actually on the Brahma Jyoti of Krishna. So,
Bhakti Yogana Sivati. Saguran Samhita Itan Brahma.
Everything is actually resting on Brahman, but it's manifested itself in different varieties. As far as the agitation, it's the.
It's a means of their agitation.
Yeah,
the three gunas, he said, after that.
Yeah, everything. Kama, Esha, Krodhi.
Okay, Krodhi, yeah.
Says even the materialists know that asatyam apratish chante tagaro nishram aparashpram samudyam kimaya kama aituka, that the ultimate cause is lust.
Lust, yes.
Yeah, they get everything else wrong. They don't realize that the ultimate cause is Krishna, but they see the manifestations of lust and they think that's the ultimate cause. But actually lust comes from Krishna.
Oh, and then he says that everything, the last part of the line, he says, everything going on in the external energy of the Lord, all this, you know, creation. That's what he has put. That's good understanding. Yes, yeah. Any other points? We have time. Prabhu. Maharaj, any other points?
You covered the whole creation.
Because I like cosmology. when I joined ISKCON, actually first book I picked was Chaitanya Chaitamita in Fiji, and then I somehow just slipped from my hand. My godbrother slapped me. He said he's very strict devotee, South Indian devotee. He slapped me. He says this. You drop like the supreme head of all the book. I dropped it. And he is very, very emblem of that book. And then since then I didn't touch Chaitanya Chaitamita. Because Chaitanya Chaitamita means sannyas. So then I read the books, and I just like quickly, you know, my energy is like, I just want to quickly see everything. I thought that I can grasp everything. So he said, first, you know, clean, wash the pot, you know, chant japa many rounds and read books and clean and do service. Then when I found the book, Bhagavatam, then immediately I want cosmology, fifth canto. You know, like a fifth canto cosmology, because I think maybe just my nature from before. I like exploration. Like, then I start reading this, and then I read about the heavenly planet, there is a Kimpurusa Loka, there is a mango tree, 116 miles something tall, and then mango fells, and the juice becomes the river bank, and the demigods come and make the gold. And so I felt fascinated by heaven. I was. Then devotees gradually explained to me, this is good creation, you know, sun, the distance between, you know, the whole cosmology. So most of the time I study this. Sorry. But I have to do it with a devotion. Anyway. So shall we stop? Any other points? Ramai? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.